it's important that folks have opportunities, especially if they want to do so, to get engaged with music. And today we have a couple of students, both from the Gateway School District. We'll talk a little bit about why they're here in a moment. But first, I'd like you to meet each of them. And we are going to start with Alicia Broyard. Good morning.
Hi.
How did I do with your last name?
Good.
Good. How old are you?
16.
And you're at Gateway High School?
Mm-hmm.
What year are you going into?
11th grade.
And would you like to give a shout out to anybody who is either listening now or who might be listening on demand later?
My band teacher, Mr. Helchy.
And what do you play?
The flute.
And are you in marching band?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Band camp is probably right around the corner.
Yeah.
How did you come by the flute? When did you start playing? And tell me a little bit about that journey.
I started playing in sixth grade because my mom played the flute when she was in school and I wanted to be like her.
That's very nice. And was it hard to learn?
Kinda. There's a lot of different buttons to press, so yeah.
What other things do you like to do?
Play ukulele.
Excellent. Your mom didn't play the ukulele.
No.
Well, we'll talk more in a moment, but let me introduce everybody to the other person who's here along with you, and that is Emily Fletcher. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
I'm 12, and I play the saxophone.
And what school do you go to?
Woodland Hills.
And, oh, I'm sorry, I said you were from the Gateway School District. I didn't know you were at Woodland Hills. What community do you live in?
Forest Hills.
What's nice to meet you. How did you come to choose the saxophone as your instrument?
I met different people who played it, and I thought it was really cool.
Excellent. People, like other students?
Yeah.
And now there's, I think, four types of saxophones, which... how would you say it? Which variation are you playing?
Alto.
Alto. Well, terrific. Let's talk a bit about music and how it's impacted both of you. I know that's a little bit of a strange question, but music does affect you. What do you think about that?
It supposedly affects your brain and helps you focus more in school.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
What other things, I mean, have you ever played music for a particular reason or found that music changes the way you happen to be feeling about something? I'm just curious what it's like to have music in your life as a teen or near teen.
It kind of affects friendships in a way.
How so?
You can make new friends when you start learning an instrument.
I never thought about that. So it's a way to talk without necessarily talking.
Yeah.
And to immediately give you something in common. Have you found that too?
Yeah.
Now, are you playing in a band or orchestra also, Emily?
Yes.
Probably not marching band
not yet.
But is that something you hope to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, marching band can be a lot of fun. It's hard with band camp coming up.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot to do that. I'm glad that you're both here. We're going to take a moment now and have Emily play. We'll get you ready to play. You can grab your saxophone. Emily brought her sax here this morning. And we're going to take a moment and get her set up and ready to go. The musicians that are here today, their education has been made possible in part with partnership with the Farina Foundation, named for Frank Farina Sr. And also, Brighton Music has been involved in helping. It's becoming prohibitively, well, hopefully not prohibitively, but expensive for students to have access to high-quality instruments, which are needed if they're going to enjoy playing, learning on a good instrument, is important. Have you two met each other before today?
The day we got our instruments.
And tell me what that was like.
It was kind of scary, but it was also kind of fun.
So your instruments were furnished by the Farina Foundation?
Yeah.
So did you apply, or how did that actually come about?
My band teacher told me that the Farina Foundation was going to select a winner, and he told me he chose me.
Wow. That has to be really exciting. So then, is that the way it worked for you too?
Yeah, same way.
And then once you found out you were selected to receive an instrument, did you have to audition, or how did you apply?
He just told me that he applied me for it.
Oh, so you had no idea, probably.
Yeah.
Is that the way it worked for you too?
Yep.
Did you want to give any shout-outs or acknowledge anybody? I meant to ask you, Emily.
My band teacher.
What's his name?
Mrs. Hertrick.
Or Hurt. Bad assumption on my part. You know, I went to, not Woodland Hills, but the district that it used to be, Churchill area. And and I was in the band too, and they were all mad. There was not music teacher in the middle or high school area. So the same thing happened. She let you know that there was a sax for you. That's amazing. And where did you go to pick them up?
The Bright Music Center.
Okay, so that's pretty exciting. Well, let's listen to what Emily is about to play. What song are you going to play, Emily?
Over the Rainbow.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I'll turn down our background music here, so it's all just you. And Emily is 12. She goes to, she is part of the Woodland Hills School District. Emily Fletcher from Forest Hills. Really well done. You have really great tone as you play. You're making it look much easier than it is. How long have you played sax?
Since last summer.
Wow. So it hasn't been that many, that much time at all. You've been playing, as I think about it, it would be a little less than a year, right?
Yeah.
Or just about a year. That's terrific. What do you think, do you have any advice for anybody that might be wanting to learn an instrument like yours and how to sort of get at it? It can't be that easy at the beginning.
Yeah, try hard and don't give up.
Did you ever feel like giving up?
No, because I just always wanted to play it.
Well, that's great. Do you remember when you first wanted to?
No.
No, but you just knew you wanted to play. Do you have any advice for anybody learning the flute or even the ukulele?
Just keep practicing over and over.
Yeah, practice does take a long time. Now, I'm curious, do any of you have any career interests? I know it's very early, not so early for you, Alicia, but you've got a year left of high school. But do you know what you might like to do?
Possibly be a music teacher.
That's great. So you must really like your music teacher, I would imagine. And Emily, have you thought about that yet?
At 12,
there's a lot of different options. No ideas?
Not yet.
Well, that's fine. I want to thank you both for being here and thank the Farina Foundation for being with us as well and for their support of you. You can go to the Farina Foundation's website. We've linked to it. Do you know the website location?
Yeah, farinafoundation.org.
And you can go there to find out information about how you can help support these programs, about who Mr. Farina was and about the work they're doing to keep his legacy going with providing musical instruments to students. Anything else either of you would like to say?
No.
You both did a great job. Thank you. I'll ask you, who brought you here today?
My mom.
Excellent. The same mom with the flute that you wanted to emulate. Who brought you here?
My mom.
Well, great. Thank you all. Who are these other people? They're here with Brighton Music and with the Farina Foundation. So thanks to all of you for being here with us today. And Emily and Alicia, congratulations on being selected by your band directors. They must really care a lot about you.